Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is labor pains. Labor pains. When I say that term, obviously what comes to most people's minds is the arduous challenge of childbirth. Obviously, of course, the process of giving birth for those who have done it and for those who witnessed it can say that it is not easy at all. Probably one of the most painful experiences known to humanity. However, the beautiful part about it is that at the end, there is a baby, a precious child brought into the world. And when you think about that component and compare it to business, every one of us has a dream or a vision on the inside of us waiting to explode and come out. We've got something that has compelled us to start our own businesses, to venture out and break away from the hustle and bustle of the regular corporate society and do something new and exciting. It is a labor, and with that labor always comes some pain. Some people never make it to the end of the business journey because they cannot endure or they don't understand the pains associated with this type of labor. Well, in our labor acronym, we're going to talk about the 5 key components of how to overcome the labor pains, what they are as well. We'll only talk about the first 3 in this series. The L in our labor acronym stands for love. I always say that if you don't love what you do, why are you doing it? Well, with that being said, just because we love what we do doesn't mean we love everything about what we do. You think about it. If you compare the expecting mother, she endures morning sicknesses and unusual cravings and rapid weight gain and all types of challenges. None of those things are attractive to the mother. However, the mother endures those pains because of the love she has for the child she's carrying. I always say, if you want to know how much you love what you do, allow me to see you walk through adversity, because that's going to tell us how much we love what we do. Because we're running businesses, and those of you who have home-based businesses or entrepreneurs in various capacities, we can always say that we love what we do when we are willing to endure the pain of rejection, the pain of individuals who say they're going to do something and then they don't do it, the pain of knocking on doors and making the phone calls and going to the meetings. All of those functions are not necessarily pretty, but because of our love for the vision on the inside, we continue to press forward. I encourage you, my friends and neighbors, to continue to press forward. If you love the idea of being your own boss, keep going through the pains, because at some point you're going to birth that beautiful vision and you're going to see your dreams turn into reality. The A in our labor acronym reminds us of the importance of action. The expecting mother cannot sit back and just wait for the baby to come. On the contrary, she has got to push. She must breathe rapidly and strain in order to deliver the child on the inside. By the same token, when running our businesses and embarking in the entrepreneurial endeavor, there is also a push that we've got to make. When the woman is done delivering the baby, she is completely exhausted. As a father of 6, trust me, I've seen it before. By the same token, I'd like to challenge you and say these words. When was the last time you were exhausted physically, mentally, and even emotionally because you made a record number of phone calls and met more people than you could count? The action steps should make you feel tired because you're achieving something great. I've got a great degree of respect for the weightlifters and the bodybuilders who sacrifice and go to the gym. They can feel what they did the next day. Wouldn't it be great if we could finish some days and wake up the next morning and feel the effort and the energy we put into the day before? That's when we know that we're giving all of us to what we do and working as hard as we can and to see that vision turn into a reality. Do you want it bad enough to push through? Do you want it bad enough to exert the effort and energy? Well, if so, my friends and neighbors, don't forget that last component that we'll talk about today in our labor acronym. The B stands for bravery. It takes boldness for a woman to go into the delivery room knowing that the most painful process of her life is about to take place. In business, the same concept holds true. It takes bravery to talk to your friends about a business opportunity and to endure criticism and communicate from those who are afraid to take the risks that we are taking as business leaders. It takes bravery to walk into a room and speak to a crowd of people that you've never laid eyes on before. It takes bravery to continue to go through the process even when the results may not be as evident immediately. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the bravery is a process, and sometimes it can only be accomplished by doing it. In the old days, they taught children how to swim by throwing them in the water. They didn't get a chance to practice. They didn't get a chance to think about it. They just threw them in. And the way to establish bravery is by the same method. Just jump right in. When it comes to your mind that it's something that you should do, jump right in and do it. Don't allow fear or anxiety or imagination or inhibition to hold you back, because in business, the way to establish bravery is just by doing it. It's the same concept that we see on that old show, Fear Factor, where people were required to face their fears by just doing it. It's great when we are able to overcome, because that's one of the benefits of this labor. We can overcome every challenge, but we first have to embark on a labor of love, action, and bravery. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.